This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Food and Drug Administration has approved a lower-dose Pfizer COVID vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. Details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock says parents should be assured the vaccine has undergone thorough testing to prove it's both safe and effective.
90.7% effective in preventing COVID-19.
She says this will help get life back to normal during the pandemic.
I know parents, caregivers, school staff, and children have been waiting for today's authorization.
And researchers say the mRNA technology will not alter anyone's DNA or cause health problems down the line. There's still one more approval needed from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, but it's expected millions of American children ages 5 to 11 could start getting shots as early as next week. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Russia has recorded another record of daily coronavirus deaths, even as authorities hope to stem contagion by keeping most people off from work. The government's coronavirus task force on Friday reported 1,163 deaths in a 24-hour period, the largest daily number since the pandemic began. It brought the total death toll to more than 236,000. That is by far the highest in Europe. To contain the spread of infection, Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered a non-working period from October 30th to November 7th. When most state organizations and private businesses are to suspend operations, he encouraged Russia's worst-hit regions to start sooner, and some ordered most residents off work earlier in the week. This is VOA News. Working to patch things up with an old ally, U.S. President Joe Biden told French President Emmanuel Macron on Friday that the U.S. has been clumsy in its handling of a secret U.S.-British submarine deal with Australia, an arrangement that left France in the lurch and rattled Europe's faith in American loyalty. Biden and Macron greeted each other with handshakes and shoulder grabs before their first face-to-face meeting since the deal was publicly announced in September, marking the latest American effort to try to smooth hurt French sensibilities. Biden did not formally apologize to Macron, but conceded the U.S. should have caught its oldest ally, or should not have caught it, by surprise. The United Nations is calling on the G20 nations to take immediate action to help millions of people in Afghanistan. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
UN Humanitarian Chief Martin Griffiths tells the AP that the U.S. and the other wealthy nations have to make two crucial changes to traditional aid packages.
Give us your humanitarian money, because we can make good use of it. Please reprogram your development money used for longer-term projects into humanitarian money so we can use it now.
Griffiths says the World Food Program, already feeding 4 million people in Afghanistan, will need to feed up to 12 million in the coming winter months.
Half of the population of that country is now at risk of not having enough food to eat, not knowing where the next meal will come from.
Griffiths says the current crisis has been caused by two large droughts, the disruption of services, and the collapse of the economy after the Taliban routed the government and took over the country. I'm Tim McGuire.
Some U.S. bishops suggest that President Biden should be denied communion over his support for abortion rights, but he says the Catholic Church's leader thinks otherwise. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
At an extended meeting inside the Vatican, the President and Pope Francis discussed several topics, including climate change and poverty. Asked later if abortion came up.
No, it didn't. It came up. We just talked about the fact that the happy hour was a good Catholic.
The President says the pontiff told him he's a good Catholic who should keep receiving the sacrament. American bishops are due to meet next month and will likely discuss a possible rebuke of the president over his abortion stance, just weeks after he spent more than an hour with their boss. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.